Though he may not be a household name, Tom Papa is one of those comedians you've likely seen on late night TV and on shows like Inside Amy Schumer. He's opened for Jerry Seinfeld twice here at the Fox. He often opens for Jerry internationally. And tonight, Tom Papa's headlining a night of comedy at City Winery. I spoke with Tom Papa ahead of his appearance this evening, but first, we're going to hear a clip from his most recent stand-up set on The Late Show with my hero, Stephen Colbert.
Good to see you guys. Good job, everybody. Good job. You did it. You're alive. Another day. You made it. Not a small thing. Not a small thing. It's hard being a person, isn't it? It's hard. All the stuff you gotta do just to take care of you. Just the physical maintenance of you. All the brushing and the cleaning and the wiping of you. It's like you're your own pet.
Relax. It's good. You're doing fine. Advice imparted from Tom Papa, who joins us now. Such a treat. Welcome.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
Tom, civility is a high priority in your humor. Is that why you don't take on politics?
Yes, especially now. I feel like, yeah, I'm kind of on an anti-rudeness campaign myself. I think that anything that is, the culture has large parts of it that are racing to the gutter. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there that don't want to go there. So my act and what I try and create with my podcast or with my writing or anything, it's a place where we can just go and enjoy ourselves and leave all of the fighting and political opinions. It's so overdone. There's so much of it. And it feels like, well, why would I even add 1 second more to it? I just can't do it.
Well, I think it's because your take could be hilarious, but I think civility and the anti-rudeness is on a higher plane, and obviously a lot of people welcome it now. It seems you're often described or cast as the everyman. What does that role or the everyman persona mean to you?
I'm not really too sure. I do get I am described that way a lot. But I can't really analyze it, to be honest with you. To me, I guess I'm just a regular guy. I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I don't put on airs, I guess. But what is the everyman? It seems to be a thing that is changing. I mean, you know, there's some circles where I'll be around guys who, you know, are really into their cars and hunting and stuff like that, and they would look at me as like, oh, you're a fancy comedian. You know what I mean? I see those guys as the everyman. I don't know. I guess what they're trying to express is that I talk a lot about just the thoughts and concerns and the struggles of just being a person, just being a father, just being a husband, just trying to get through every day without killing your family.
Do you ever feel like doing that?
Yeah, of course. If you have a family, yeah, I think everybody does.
But look at all the material they provide you.
It's a mess. My family's a mess. I have a mean girl. I mean, I have a mean girl. Yeah, I made a mean girl. I didn't know they existed. I didn't think I was going to make one. I feel guilty, you know? I'm feeding it. I'm keeping it alive. I give it money. But what do I do? Just cut her off like she's a terrorist? I can't do that. She's my kid. How do I even know how bad she really is? She's my kid. I'm sure at some point Hitler's parents must have turned to each other like, he's a little weird, right? Yeah, he's weird. He's six. Who has that mustache? It's six.
You've Got a podcast. It seems everyone's got a podcast, though few with as clever a title as yours. So why should we listen to Come to Papa?
Come to Papa is just like my stand-up. It is just a positive place that you can go that you know you're going to laugh. And it's a real emphasis on positivity. And it's me and my co-host, Paul Morrissey. We have guests once in a while. We do live shows like A Prairie Home Companion, but all with comedians. But it's really, I feel like on this highway of really loud, harsh, brash, angry, rude content, we're a little bit of an off-ramp into a place where you can throw it on, you're going to feel good, you're going to laugh, and then you can go back to watching all of the cable news.
Sounds very therapeutic. Would you say this podcast sums up your philosophy?
I think it does. I think podcasts are interesting in that we don't really go into it with an idea of we're going to talk about this topic. It's pretty much all topics and what's just going on in our lives. So as a comedian, I wanted it to reflect how you write as a comedian, and that you are coming up with ideas. You have a subject, and then it just kind of, you improvise and go off into the woods and talk about it. And so it's naturally a reflection of what I'm thinking. It doesn't have the edited clarity of a stand-up act, but it definitely is our point of view for sure.
Well, I think you have given a very convincing case for many reasons people should come to Papa. And I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to talk to you.